every day we're with God. You know, every day, this is not an extra activity that I'm doing personally with the fellowship. And it's not just doing the Zoom fellowship. It's not just doing the one-on-ones, but living it, living this with God every day and enjoying what I'm doing. Like I'm learning to enjoy life and living. I think before, I used to struggle, you know, to be accepted in the beloved, even though God says I'm accepted in the beloved. So I was always trying to make an impression on people and try to please people. And then I run into a lot of trouble because then I'd be kind of being two-faced in those things. But I think since really looking to God, reconnecting back in 2020 was the greatest thing I ever done. And so I'm really living this walk with God. I'm walking with the Father, having that living relationship, going directly to Him and seeking His voice, you know. And before I would seek out Sangate a lot, I still do my, obviously, he's my leader, so that's where I connect. And I only do it like once a week, you know, but I see that I go less and less in that sense, but staying connected, keeping that flow going, keeping the humbleness and humility as God shows me and leads me, and then following what, you know, he's been encouraging me personally, but also I'm following now what God's encouraged me, what God's showing me. And I think we should all get to that point that, you know, every day we're doing what God's showing us to do without having to get an approval. You know, we're already approved and God is working in us by his spirit. As many as are led by the spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So we don't need an approval. We can have advice and we can confirm things. And if we're not too sure on a decision that we're making, but we should be very confident in the things that we're doing because God is working in you. He really is working in you as an individual. And he wants you strengthened and he wants you confident that you can, you know, we're already accepted in the beloved, that we can go directly before that throne of grace to God on anything. And he's given us a boundary that we can walk within, a very loose boundary, but, you know, it's decent and in order that number one, we go to him, we're led by God in our daily living on the things that we do. And then we've got the encouragement that's been given us to help keep us in line to receiving what God wants us to receive, to manifest the things God wants us to manifest. And it's when we don't do those things, we don't kind of have the things flowing for us. And God wants us to move in the heavenly flow. He wants us to be smooth in our relationships, smooth in our thinking, smooth in our speaking, smooth in our daily decision making. He wants us to be flowing with him without any fear of consequences of anything else or anybody's opinions, but to really look to him, you know. And I think that when we really get focused with God, then we start to prioritize the things in the right way. So I'm going to God with all of my heart every day, asking for his direction and the things that he wants me to do within that day. I got my goals, my visions, and my desires. And I've also got my personal goals, vision, and desires, you know. And it says in Psalms that if you delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart, the things that you personally want, the things that you want to achieve for you, say your partner or your children, if you've got children, or your environment or your fellowship, whatever it is, God will give you your desires, you know. But he's saying, guys, you know, keep me first so that I can go to work in those situations. When you get sidetracked, you get yourself all complicated and you get yourself all distracted off and tied up in different situations, then you become bound in what you're doing or distracted in your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And then, you know, then you go skew with, you know. So it's not that I'm withholding anything from you. No, and I really see this, like once I started to understand, you've got to know what you want. And once you know what you want, then you can really give it to God and go for that. You declare that. You see yourself doing that. You see yourself as already having it. And the things that you want, see yourself as already having it, achieving it, or receiving it, or living it. You got to play the part. You are the move. You know, you're the star in your own movie, so to speak. You know, you don't want to play the bit act. You want to play the starring role. And really, what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, you manifest. You will absolutely manifest it, whether it's negative or whether it's positive. That's spiritual law. You know, it goes into work immediately for saint, sinner alike, you know. But when we're moving with God and we're moving at the direction of God and what God's putting in our hearts to do, and we start saying that, we start speaking that, we execute the things God gives us daily, then we're going to start moving forward. Now, a lot of us, you know, we come together, we come on to the Zoom fellowship. Some of you go to many other different fellowships. I don't know how you do all that, but I know that God wants us to have a focus. He wants you to have a purpose and a focus in what you're doing in your daily living. He wants you to have a focus and a purpose in the fellowship that you're connecting with. He wants you to have a focus and a purpose within that. And, you know, I know that God is not the God of confusion, you know, but he's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. You know, he's a God of order and love. And when we follow what he's showing us to do, when we're steadfast and we're unmovable, that God really is first, that, yes, Father, I'll do exactly what you want me to do. I'll put my dreams and my goals last, and I'll keep you first. But I know that when I do that, you're going to give me the desires. You're going to give me those things. You're going to allow those things to flow in my life. And it's true. He's doing it for me. Everything that I personally desire, I've got. I'm living a great life with God, whether I've had my challenges. Everyone has challenges in life. We live in this world. But that doesn't mean to say we're subject and we got to stay defeated in an area or downcast in an area, but that we can truly live that abundant life. You know, we know that Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Then he says, but in contrast to that, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more and abundantly. God really wants us to have an abundance of joy, abundance of happiness, abundance of provisions, abundance of good relationships, abundance of health. And so when we're not seeing that in an area, then we've got to go to work on it with God. What's going on? What do I need to do? Why is this not flowing? I'm not happy with this. Like, so God, you show me what I need to do, and I'll do that. I'll execute that. And I want results. You know, we're in life to be fruitful, not just to go through life, not just to be hurt, not just to struggle through a day, not to feel rejected and feel down, you know. And I know there's lots of people feel rejected in different areas, suffering in that type of emotion in their hearts. And God says, stop that, you know, because there's nothing wrong with the emotion, but harness it for power, for good. Bring it to me. Bring every thought, subject to the obedience of Christ, and put on the mind of Christ. Let these thoughts that were in Christ Jesus also be in you. Walk by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Yes, and sometimes it is hard. Sometimes we can have tough days if we allow ourselves to, but we don't have to. We can acknowledge what's going on, and then we bring it to God. All right, Father, I'm feeling a little bit out of sorts here, but I know that when I say what you say, when I renew my minds to who I am and what I have and what Christ has done for me, then I can overcome this negative emotion or this negative feeling or this negative circumstance. And sometimes things take a time to get answered, to see a breakthrough in a situation, you know. But in the meantime, we can keep strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We don't want to start feeling sorry for ourselves. Very easy to do. When things ain't going my way, one of my old paradigms is to feel sorry for myself. Well, I tried. Nobody bloody listens to me, and I'm trying, and you know, everything I do, like someone's got to say something bad about it. Well, that's the factual circumstances when it comes to me. But I've learned to cut through that, which is, I don't care what they think. I don't care what they're saying, because my God, he causes me to triumph in every situation. My God has got the answers and solutions for me. And I practice saying that financially. You know, my God has supplied all my needs in great abundance so that I can be a great blessing. No, money does come to me in increasing quantities through multiple avenues on a continual basis, because God is the source of all my supply. I'm not going to confess lack. I'm not going to confess want. I'm going to confess that I'm abundantly rich and blessed, and I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm the head and not the tail, and I'm above and not beneath. We got to declare and speak that way. You got to think that way. See yourself prosperous. See yourself giving and blessing and taking care of things and blessing people, paying the bills easily with no sweat. See yourself going for the month, not any cares. I used to have the whole cares of the world on me concerning finances because I was absolutely rubbish with them. I wasn't a good steward of my finances. And yes, we all have a responsibility to steward our money to some level and to some degree. Some have great responsibilities and stewardship. The more you have, the more you're responsible for, right? And what you got is what God's given you too through your faith, and that you're applying some principles for things to come to you. See, when we apply the laws and principles of God, then the abundance will be there for anyone that is applying those laws and principles. When we start to use the wisdom of God instead of our carnal knowledge and our carnal understanding, or in fact, my understanding was my mum's and everybody else's. I copied them, you know, and they were crap with money too, you know, and they were poor in the financial areas. I'm not saying I'm mega rich, but I'm not saying I'm poor either. You know, God has blessed me. And I expect great things from God. And then I learned about honoring God with my substance and the first fruits of all my increase. And God is first in my finances, 100%. And God is blessing me in my finances. God is first in when I wake up in the morning, I'm praying. God blesses my day. Many challenges come. In fact, most of the challenges I get are from other people, what they're going through, because I'm ministering to it, right? And, you know, like I woke up this morning and Liam was saying, oh, did you know, Dad? It was very sad. There was a 13-year-old and 11-year-old drowned in the sea just down on the front where I was today. Yesterday, that happened to them. They got caught in the tide and couldn't get back in. The dad tried to rescue them, and he couldn't. They all got brought ashore, but the two kids died, and his wife is back in the holiday flat, and she's got three other little kids with her. She didn't know nothing about it until obviously the police notified, and I was so sad. And I woke up to all of that negativity, but it's something that happened. But then, like, you know, it just makes you thankful for what God does for you. Now, our God is always with us. The times we could have been in trouble, the times that things could have gone wrong, God is always with us, you know. And God gives us wisdom concerning safety, and as long as we execute those things, we're fine. Long as we move with the direction of God. But some people don't have that opportunity. Some people haven't had that wisdom afforded to them. You know, maybe the parents didn't instruct their kids about the swimming, you know, like Nick and Leanne has instructed their kids, and I instructed Leanne, you know, like, make sure that those kids are safe. Make sure you're with them when you're in the water. There's an undertow and all this, especially in this Mediterranean Sea. So, you know, it's not negative, it's being wise. And making sure people are aware. Having an awareness is very important on what we're doing. Living every day, you need to have spiritual awareness as well as awareness. Else, you know, Satan can then still go and destroy when you are not spiritually aware about things. But we know that we're living with God and that his protection is around us. And that, you know, we're pleasing him. He's going to alert us to any dangers that are going on. If we're walking with him, if we're walking kindly, we can miss it a mile. And so we want to walk spiritually. You know, we're to be spiritually minded. So God wants all of us to improve in the quality of our life and living. And it's as we receive these things that is being encouraged and apply it into our lives and get focused with it, you know. And like for me, I wouldn't miss a fellowship, right? This is not a religion. You don't have to come to fellowship if you don't want to. You don't have to stay connected if you don't want to. You don't have to do any of those things if you don't want to. But for my free will choice and decision, I know what's good for me. And so, yes, this is also my student fellowship, right, that God gave me the privilege to host. And I let other people host and take part and do the things as well, right? It's because we're fellow workers together with God. But I don't miss it. I'm on holiday. Now, we've got a couple of days left. My wife's down. I told Kim, you go on down with the grandchildren and Leanne, enjoy yourself. I'll do the fellowship. You know what I mean? And I, you know, it's not like, well done, Laura. You know, you stayed back and missed out on a lovely evening. this is the lovely evening. This is my entertainment as well. It's my life and living. And so God's first. And if you want to be blessed, you've got to get God first on those areas of your life and living. If you're having bad relationships, get God first in it. Bring God into it. Say, God, now you come and do something for me. If you can't do nothing within that relationship, then just leave it alone. I have it with my own family. You know, they don't reply to me, text me or anything. Yeah, it's pretty upsetting, but I've learned to get over myself. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they got issues in their life and going on, and you know, and I just have to let it go. You know, Father, that you make a way where we can all get together and have a little chat. And actually, God has answered that prayer, because my little sister, Rebecca, she's organized for us to get together, me and my brothers and sisters, on the 16th or the 17th of August. So that's going to happen. That's an answer to prayer. See, God will give us the desires of our hearts. Sometimes we might have to wait for an answer. Sometimes there'll be things that we don't like about the situation. But I'm telling you, if you've got God first in your life, you know, you can have peace and joy and believing at all stages in life and living. And God wants to be first in your life. You know, he really wants to be first so that he can really bring to you what you need and desire. Healing, restoration of relationships, restoration of your finances, open doors, good fellowship with the believers, you know, increase in the body of Christ. It shouldn't just be us here on this Zoom fellowship. It should be new people on it. There should be new people. Like, are we praying for the laborers? Are we really believing that God will send forth that one key laborer? Because they're there. Are we opening our mouth and speaking when the doors open? Or are we moving away? You know, so it's just, again, being alert, being, you know, desirous of these things, having a passion for it. You got to know what you want. So what do you want? What do you want spiritually? And if you start there, then you can see what you're going to have physically as well, you know, and what you're going to do on this five senses. So the spiritual goal needs to be priority if you want to really manifest the blessings of God, right? So God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all your needs, Jesus said, Matthew 6, will be added unto you. Everything that you need, you just put God first and you go to God. So have a look at your life right now. Some of you don't need to do this. Some of you may need to do this. Someone's going to be doing it, because I wouldn't be speaking it if I, you know, if this wasn't what God was speaking through. And I believe that when I speak, it's from God, because I didn't pre-plan. I didn't premeditate what I was going to say. I really didn't have nothing when come. Morgan said, what have you got to give? But I know God's got something. And I think that God really wants to fast forward you, regardless of what's happened, what things have come against you, what challenges you've had recently or before, and they still may be remnants of a challenge. God is a God of deliverance. You don't have to stay where you are. In your relationships, you don't have to stay where you are. You make up your mind what's going to happen in those relationships, and then you determine it with God. Make up your mind and then take the stand that you need to take, good or bad, you know, a good solution or not so good solution. Just make the decision of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And God doesn't want you all hepped up, because it's so easy to be hepped up. I'm a person that could easily get very emotionally into something. And so I was that person, not now. You know, because I learned to harness my emotions and use it for good, use it for power, use it for authority. And when I'm in Christ, when I'm speaking by the Spirit, when I'm renewing my mind to the truth, then the thoughts and feelings don't have place, even if they're there. Even though I feel, oh, I don't feel like it, you know, this person hurt me. Oh, I got no finances. I don't have to let that dictate me, dictate to my life and dictate to the decisions I make. I'm like, no, God says I am blessed and I'm successful and I am prosperous. This is what I declare. I'm not going to even let the feelings of that emotion stay there. You can either let your emotions lead you, or you can let the Spirit of God lead you. And as you do that, these emotions dissipate. They go. And then you're left with strength and you're left with faith. A lot of people are led by their emotions. A lot of people are led by other people in their lives. And if you want to really lead for God, you've got to make up your mind and say, no one's going to lead me no more. I'm going to make the decisions. I'll go to God. I'll connect where God wants me to connect. I'll receive those heavenly words. I'll take it on board. I'll execute it. You know, and stay in your lanes. Stay doing what God's given you to do. I'm staying doing what God's given me to do. I'm not crossing over into anyone else's fellowship. Even if people connect to me, that their people are not my people, they're their people's. And I encourage that person who's connected to me so that they can feed their people some of that encouragement as God leads them. So we stay in our lanes. You know, we don't try and think, well, I can do it better than this person, because we're all unique individuals in the body of Christ, adding some value in some different way. I need you and you need me, and I'm better with you than without you, and the same vice versa. So God wants you to just really get focused. Find out what it is you really want. If you want to be elevated forward, you need to know what you want. And once you know what you want, start declaring that you're already doing that. Oh, you're not doing that because I can see. No, you speak like it's already done. You think it. You believe that you're actually whatever it is you want to be and achieve, right? I've got millions of laborers. You know, I've got many different fields all over the world. No, you haven't. You've only got this. No, I got them all over the world. You know, and believe it. You know, be convinced of it. And because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, God can give you words that build those images in your mind. And he's doing it right now. He's giving you heavenly words that you can believe and that you can see in your mind. That's where faith is. Then when you've got that faith there, you transfer it into the depths of your heart by the confession, by muttering it, just like Joshua did. He muttered, he spoke to himself the vision that God had given him to speak, that he was going to go for wherever he put his foot, that city was his. Then you speak it. I say to myself, I am moving God's word throughout all the United Kingdom, all of Europe, USA and the world, and wherever God's opened the doors for me. It's a mighty, mighty work that God is doing. Thousands upon thousands are coming, and through each leader and laborer, more are coming, more thousands, or hundreds of thousands, millions. From the north to the south, to the east to the west, from all over the world, everything's rising up, like water rising up through the ground. Right? So like the confession is so important. And I believe what I'm saying. You know, I will have what I say. You will have what you say. The more you say it, the more you will manifest it. Believe me, because the more you believe it, what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, you will manifest. God knew this. God had to show Abraham and give him images of victory to receive this promised seed, right? And God spoke to him, encouraged him in many different ways, and Sarah. And then what did Abraham do? You know, he gave glory to God. He knew that God was willing and able to do what he said he was going to do. See, and the thing is, the vision that we've got is what God, it's got to be God-given. That's what will come to pass. And then your desires, you know, God will add. But it's got to be a God-given vision. There was a specific thing for Moses to do. There was a specific thing for Abraham to do. There was a specific thing for King Saul to do, messed it up. There was a specific thing for David to do. King Solomon, all these different people have specific things. Joseph. Satan tried to meddle with all of these things, right? But he didn't win because they stayed with God. But they followed the God-given vision to their hearts. What is your God-given vision? Have you got one? Has God given you a God-given vision? Ask him for one if you haven't. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. I know my God-given vision, and it is coming to pass as we speak. I've already gone through Europe, and I'll go back there through there again, and it'll be stronger this next time round. And God's going to do all the work, and no man can forbid it. No man can screw it up this time, because God's going to do it. No, not someone with an ego trip. Well, I know more first of scripture, and Lawrence, he doesn't know what he's on about. Let's move away from him because he's got the wrong doctrine. He's going to take you up the wrong path. All that is going to fall to the ground. You watch in the name of Jesus Christ, it will. because God will have his way. And what God has spoken, and not only did he speak it to me once, he spoke it to me twice through two different mouths, two different occasions, 10 years apart. And he will fulfill what he's spoken. I believe it. So that settles it. God's going to do it. I haven't even got a partner. I just got to stay in faith. Just got to stay moving, stay declaring. So what do you want to do spiritually with God? I know there's wonderful believers in here, been here many years, but you're not going anywhere. What are you doing? Where do you want to go? The reason why is not because God doesn't want you to go anywhere. It's because you haven't made up your mind what you're going to do. Or you've got comfortable with where you are. God says, come out from your comfort zones, not come out from among them. Come out from your comfort zones. Come out from your ideology of how you think it should be moved based upon what you was taught before. Because this is a new day and this is a new way. God's got great works for every individual on there. It's not down to one person. You know, the word of God can move throughout all of the UK and all of Europe and USA through Danny, through Jason, through Becky also. See, because it's a God-spoken word through a man and a woman of God 10 years apart. You know, and I've kept that alive in my heart. I believe it 100%. Now, I'm sure somewhere in your lives that God has spoken directly to your heart on what you was going to do. And it hasn't happened yet. But God said, listen, stir up your memory. Stir up your thinking. Go back. Think through what was spoken to you when you was hot and young and moving at the beginning point when God, someone spoke into your life what you was going to do. And if they haven't, someone will speak into your life and it will happen. And God's going to fast track it. So God's got something for all of us, you know, and we're all special. We're all equal. We've all got the Spirit of God. We're all leaders. Now, you are worthy. I'm worthy too, thank God. God's made you worthy. God's made you the best. He's given you direct access. You are as Christ is in this world. You know, Jesus went through the things that you've gone through, the things that you feel. He was touched with the feelings of your infirmities, the things that you've experienced on the highest level. So there's nothing that can stop you from achieving what God wants you to do. It didn't stop Jesus, and you can do all things through Christ, and God's working in you. It's just getting your mind in Christ, putting on that word, those promises, and recognizing who you are, and start declaring who you are. Stop speaking the carnal crap about you. All these carnal things, they help me help out, but it's the words from God we want. Is the direction from God we want. And we want to be faithful in what we're doing. How can you be faithful? You know, you're here 1 minute, not here the next minute. You're not really staying connected, not really honoring God. You want to be successful? You're not going to be. And you're not going to do it on your own finances as well. It's got to be God-given, God-led, God-blessed. No, God will multiply. Because if someone's trying to do something with their own finances, it'll run out. But you do it with God, it will multiply, it will increase, and other people, it will spread to other people. So God wants us to stay focused in what we're doing. You know, I've had a great holiday, and as you know what I'm like, I like to be at home, but I've had a really nice holiday, actually. Done different things every day. I've spent it with God. I've done lots of walking compared to what I used to do anyway. It's been pretty good, and I know that I'm stepping it up there. And God is with me, and God is for me. And God is with you and God is for you. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Start thinking and declaring what it is that God's got for you. And it doesn't matter your age. Whether you're 10 or you're 110, God's still got stuff to fulfill in your life. And for you to enjoy all the days of your life, not part of it. You know, God wants you to enjoy and your latter end to be blessed. So there might be some humility in your own heart. There might be some changing you need to do. Be prepared to do it, you know, and do it with God, and he'll get you through it very easily. It's switching the brain to the heavenly words, to the heavenly focus, and what we say and what we declare. But you guys are absolutely phenomenal, and I love you. I encourage you to stay doing what we've been encouraging. Stay faithful. You know, make time for God. Put him first. on the fellowships, on your connections, put him first. And I tell you what, you put him first, you'll see a bigger change in your life. Keep him first. And this will appeal to someone's heart and speak to someone's heart, and this will, and it may not to other people's heart. But you know who you are. You don't have to say anything. God. But get it together with God. And then you hear, get it together for you. It's the grace. See, let God do the work. It's grace, not your efforts. Grace. Grace be to you. Sangate taught it for 2 years solid. Every sharing. Grace be to you. Grace be to you. In other words, God will do the work for you. It's like Jesus Christ done all the work. All we had to do is believe. That's all we had to do. And God goes to work. He's happy with that. God's happy when you believe the word spoken. Then he goes to work. It's the grace. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we might find help and mercy in the time of need. Let God do the work. God's saying, let me work for you. Stop trying to do the work. Stop trying to mend everything. Let me do it. Let me heal it. Let me have some testimonies with you. Anyway, that's what was in my heart to share. Thank you, Carl Morton, for hosting and leading tonight in my stead. And thank you for asking me to share. And I love you all dearly. And that was just an exhortation, I believe, from God for all of us, you know, me included. So bless your heart.